Okay, in general, that's item 6, A or B. A or B, 大家看回那個那個 agenda 呢就其中 AOB 的我們放在 AOB 的呢就是 issues raised by Paul on August 11. 那 Nick subsequently 呢就也就 circulate 了 view 呢就說他希望我們可以討論一下這些。那就大家不知道有沒有手頭有沒有 Paul 那個8月11號那個list of issue raised in advance of the 22nd Harbourfront Enhancement Committee meeting. 第一個 item 呢我就覺得我們已經討論了 review of public consultation 這個是 related to district council 就 support urban design for Central Harbourfront Raymond 就回應了這個 point
the suggestion for I've raised this list and it's very late Chairman when I'd like to raise a point of order I've raised this list of items and it's very late
yeah, right. So we are discussing it now under AOB
but may I make a point of order and may I suggest that how we're going to discuss it because there's a lot of items and I'm not sure we can discuss it today under AOB I think this is a very long listIf we could agree on the distribution of the points to the various committees and that they can be discussed in their next meetings, or other, and including your meeting, when they can be discussed, but because I believe it's 6:30 now, and to go through the list of 8 points with the various sub-points and the information that's going to be required to be provided, can they not become agenda items on the various committees and be distributed?
What are you...proposing? You put it the next on the agenda of the next meeting or?
Well, there are many agenda items being raised. There are issues being raised for various agenda items. They could be discussed in the various committees and being allocated to the various committees to be dealt with or by the different task force.
They're allocated to various committees.
Yes, and I think point 1-3 can be dealt with by the urban design committee, the task group on the urban design for central item. 4-7, unfortunately, as it lies right now, will be with Vincent, but unless Vincent can convince you, Chairman, that you will have that as an agenda item in your next meeting, and item 8, I think, should be discussed in the management committee. So that would be two ways, that would be one way to go about it, or otherwise I'll leave it up to the government to make suggestions of how to deal with these issues raised.
Any objection, anybody?
我就覺得information sort on central 咧，就其實就最好個政府部門願意將呢啲資料咧 information sort 就即係分佈，即係喺其實我都追過下啦，咁即係應該希望可以。如果俾得到，就已經答應分俾啲委員，因為我哋就算傾都好啦，都係要一係就唔傾啦，一係傾嘅話，因為佢實際個意思就話要攞啫。咁攞完之後，如果要傾咁多可以傾，但係就唔可以話開會嘅時候先至拎上嚟。咁你攞拎上嚟睇得嚟都已經都冇乜意思，即係邊呢啲嘢咁，即係到時先至睇，先至 discuss。But it takes time to read。So it's better that the information we should agree that the information should be turned over before the next task group meeting. It's better than to do that. I don't want to have everybody flipping the page and start reading, wasting a lot of time. With regard to the first one about the orchestration of the district council, I can't see how this can be related to.It's either yes or no. I mean, obviously the permanent secretary would have said no. I don't know what can be discussed. I don't know what you mean by having this to be discussed in the meeting.
Well, It was discussed earlier already, that, you know, in terms of the issue raised. Paul, actually, I looked at the list of issues you brought up. What you have suggested by and large is, kind of similar to what I could suggest also. Now, you have, a national item on information sought. So I did check with the Secretariat, and, for example, take the case of information sought on Central. I agree with Greg Wong that, yes, you need the information before you can do a meaningful discussion. And the Secretariat would try to liaise with the relevant department, including CBD, TD, Highway, Plan D, for preparation of the response to the questions before the task force meeting, that Greg referred to. See, now we're at two steps. One is to get the information. Second, to get a meaningful discussion. So basically, we'll follow that kind of approach. The case of Tema, again, Secretariat will try to liaise with the relevant bureaus and department and try to get information, responses, before the task force would have the discussion. Kaitak, West Coast.
I think I have something to add to the item 2 and 3. I think the, because I actually pressed also the secretary to ask EDD to provide the information in the last month. And obviously I hope that they will give as many as they can. But I can understand that there is some difficulty in trying to get it, because it is going to be a project which will be built 20 years from now or maybe never. And also the responsible organization is the MPRC. But I think there will be still some information. I agree. But there will be alignments, or at least today what is required. So I hope that whatever is available will be turned over. And then, or if no such information is available, at least there should be some sort of a commitment or some sort of a statement stating that, for example, hitting the long term, the ultimate goal, which is not to take up the central reclamation no matter what, for example. That's the concern. But how to do it, I guess, is a bit difficult, too early at this time to talk about construction details, about ground freezing, tunnel boring machines. I think probably if we can have the alignment, the drawings are fine. If otherwise, what we should be dealing with is perhaps a discussion on the goal, which is not to take up 2 kilometers of the waterfront in an open cut for the North Island Line or something like that. I think this is the objective that we are looking for, how to do it for a project 20 years, to be built 20 years from now. I guess it's a fact that we must recognize. 20 years from now, there may be titanium tunnels. That's the technology in construction.
All right. We asked your task force to follow up on this at least for the next 2 years, maybe not 20 years. How about that?
Okay.
All right. The way Paul has put it, he has basically two components. One is information sought, and then the other is review sought. So information sought, the secretary will try to coordinate and get the pertinent department to gather whatever information is available. There might be information that may not be available, like Greg said, something very sketchy, and we see what we can do. Now, Paul Zimmerman has volunteered Vincent to take a look at a few items. Vincent, here's your chance to say yes or no.
Thank you, Chairman. It's always dangerous to take up responsibility at the end of the meeting when everyone is tired. So, I've carefully read Paul's paper, and I think for item 4 on Kitech, it would be much better if the full committee could look into this rather than the subcommittee, because I think this is what the full committee for 5 Fred Kowloon, if Paul is talking about these flight constraint and things or in view of recent that need to take on waterfront land, I think the Harbour River Committee can look into that. Kennedy Town, yes, in view of current land tech, and we can look into that. Well, with regard to 7, I think that there should be 2 parts. First part will be the existing short-term tenancy. We will continue to monitor this in our meetings in the report. But for B, I think I'm wondering whether this should best be discussed in the management committee.
Which one?
Seven B. When we are talking about sort of policy issue of temporary land use. Right? So I think that should be.
Does Herbert has any comment to make on this item 7? This probably in terms of planning existing short-term tenancy, would this normally come under land department?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Actually, we have a forecast of STT site that we are going to invite tender. So actually, it's on our website, and we could consolidate this information and forward this to the Secretariat from time to time. With regard to existing short-term tenancies, we could draw up a list of these and then also forward to the Secretariat so that they can disseminate the information to members as they are interested.
Thanks, Robert. Okay. Got it?
Chairman, I mean, that's the basic information to work with, and then we have to start discussing policy. You know, the history of this point really is the sudden surprise that there is a piece of land in Hung Hom that was suddenly used as a car park when we expected there would be no more new car parks on the waterfront, and we were suddenly surprised by that, and I believe even the Secretary was surprised by that. So I think we need to discuss about policy. Now, I'm not sure which committee this would take place once we have the information, but I think that Vincent's suggestion was that it's either an ATC discussion or in your management committee a discussion, either one or the other.
I'm trying to suggest that I will take on 7A as a continuous infantry for that, and I will leave the policy issue to either this committee or your management task group.
Okay, all right. Number 8, policy, again, is policy and coordination. Raymond, has any comment to make on this?
Well, there are a number of things raised under this big item. For example, under A, the coordination of policy and enhancement, of course, we have already set up internally a steering group chaired by Susan herself, to coordinate various efforts by various departments. And I'm not sure, what Paul is driving at, under this particular item. Susan, of course, sits on this committee, and she, of course, you know, can report, you know, to this committee any progress of work that she has achieved, you know, in this steering committee, internal, intergovernment, a working group.
That's new. This is absolutely new information to this committee, that there is a steering committee within government headed by Susan. This is new information.
I guess that came out of the passport meeting we had a while back.
Nation,
well,
within government, I thought you would welcome this initiative on the part of the government.
Just actually reported that at the last meeting of the special meeting when we had a discussion.
Okay. Thanks, Chairman. Now, some of these things, engineering work and government side, the policy issues, time management issues. In the interest of having a fair and equitable distribution of workload, Beth has taken on something and Vincent has taken on something. Maybe at the next task group meeting for management model, we try to have a good discussion on this part to find a way forward. Okay? So we have a bit of a distribution of workload. Okay? We have lost our quorum, so we.
Which is another young lady? This is by America.
Okay. There's one last item here under AOB. It has to do harbor front proposal gazette under the environmental impact assessment audit. The Winston subcommittee has suggested that in addition to the current practice of notifying HC members of planning application process by TPB, HEC members should also be informed of other harbourfront proposal gazette under the EIA audience and the Rose audience and the foreshore and seabed audience and the deadline for providing comment on such proposal. You have anything to add on that?
No.
Am I accurate in saying? Okay. So the Secretariat has liaised with the departments concerned and the bureaus concerned, they have agreed to the suggestion, and the Secretariat will follow up on this accordingly, okay? Just for information. Next meeting is supposed to be October 20th, okay?
Alright.
It will be at the North Point Government Office. Okay, thank you.